So far, this is the most complicated podcast I have actually been on, where I'm like already having to like use my brain. I'm like, points, okay.
This is the most anxiety provoking podcast there is.
I'm anxious, dude.
This is actually the first time I've seen lined like school paper in at least 10 years, and I almost had a nightmare flashback.
How'd you do in school, Spencer? Were you good in school or not?
I did really good until college, and then once reality television came into play, I took some F's. I graduated 10 years.
Huh. Looking back, do you have...
Well, I should have just withdrawn from classes and not tried to like be on the hills and like show up and take a...
Right.
And like think I was smart enough to like, I'll just take this test like that I couldn't pass if I had gone to class. Let alone...
Now, was there crazy... Like, was there a part... Because I have a similar story. Like, I mean, I do stand-up comedy now. But I was a Road Rules cast, right? Like in 1999. And I remember going back to college, and this is when that show got 14 million viewers a week, right? So it's only a few shows on television at the time like that. And similar probably to some of the numbers that you got. I mean, you guys hit astronomical numbers.
Not that world.
But, yeah, but still, I mean, but the fanfare too around it, because you guys were much better looking cast for sure. But anyhow, I remember going back to school and having it being really, really weird. Like I felt like super uncomfortable. Did you feel anything?
You mean because people recognize you from the show?
And some of it was maybe my own insecurities, whatever. But yeah, I felt really weird, but I also felt like this sense of ego at the same time. Like, what was that like kind of like for you?
I blew it. I didn't go to school. That's why I took some F's. You know, like
you just weren't there.
So I don't know what it would have felt like to have been famous on campus. Like, I just would like maybe show up to take a test and then fail it and run out of there. But
fair enough. Wow.
So no, I missed that boat. Going back, because then after The Hills was over, I went back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, nobody was like, oh, hey, Spencer, can I have a photo?
Really?
Oh, hell no.
Because
also
it's too
USC, people are
too cool for school.
Yeah, not. Yeah. You know, maybe if I was Selena Gomez, but they're not like, weren't you on The Hills when I was 7? Like, no.
Nope, that wasn't me. Yeah. Have you ever denied that it was, has someone ever said, or you, Spencer, and you said no?
People, I think, like, are going to stab me or very scary, and they're like, are you that guy? I'm like, oh, hell no, I hate that fucking guy. Like, oh, I hate when people say that. I know we look alike. If we see him, we should jump the shit out of that guy. If you see him, you tell me. But no, that's definitely happened where I,
yeah, really?
But not deny to like be funny, just like I'm in fear of my life.
Yeah,
interesting.
You don't want to
like,
deal
that's
with
that's not you for real though. No, like for real, it's not me. I hate that guy.
Have you ever been in like a threatening situation?
Yeah,
where
was one time a few years ago, it was fascinating. It was my first experience. The guy must have been on Flocka, so or something of that
Spice
level,
or something.
Something of that, because I've seen people like
out of it.
Crazy, and this guy was so crazy, and he was running at my big SUV like, you're that fucking guy. Can I swear on this?
Yeah, of course.
You're that fucking guy from the fucking show. Da, da. And then my dumbass thinks, I'm in a car, let me talk shit back to this guy. And I'm like, oh, and you're that fucking dumbass running at a car talking to that fucking guy. Like, and then it got like, oh shit, this guy's still, I'm like, it's like, had to like swerve. He was like, I think on a bicycle or walking the bicycle.
Wow, this
so,
guy
like,
was really
he
into
was coming,
it.
Like, it was either me run him over or like move out of the way and bitch out. So I bitched out.
And that's super dangerous when you see a guy walking a bicycle, like, because that guy doesn't even know.
He can't even pedal at this point.
He's like, I'm walking in hand, but I'm also going to have a bicycle that I don't know how to use.
But you're like a jujitsu guy, right?
Oh, I'm not a stupid guy.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Like, I do jujitsu like for fun and like, not to fight.
Yeah, some of these homeless guys.
I will get beat up real quick.
Yeah, some of these guys show up on that, you know, up on that heated mosquito sugar. You don't know what they're doing.
And just a little pocket knife, almost also wrestling with you, and all of a sudden I'm covered in blood from a little 3-inch knife.
Fair
and I'm
enough.
Dead. So it's like,
and then on the opposite side, you have a lovely Gucci hummingbird bag.
What a! I'm sorry for our audience here listening. He noticed my hummingbird backpack from Gucci.
Gucci.
Has its own chair and microphone because that's the level.
So if you have
at.
Any questions for the Gucci bag. No, seriously, a Gucci. I know you love hummingbirds.
Yeah, that's why I actually think Gucci made this for me, because the odds that they just dropped a hummingbird collection. I also have. Don't worry. Hold on. I'll show you. the matching Hummingbird Gucci wallet.
No way.
Is this real life? Like, are you kidding me? Right now I'm struggling because I don't have my 2007 budget. So I can't decide between the Gucci slip-on Hummingbird shoes or the Gucci tie lace Hummingbird shoes because I can't buy them both.
Dude, I just got another one.
Another one of what?
Another loot crate.
Another STD?
Nope. I had, what did I have one time? Got rid of it. Chlamydia.
Really?
You know, did have it at one point. I can't remember. Oh, I remember. I was showing how, I was staying in an apartment. I had a roommate.
Are you going to say you got it from the sofa or something?
No. I got it from a human. like a champ. And this girl came to see the place. I was moving out, so she was looking at my room, right? And she was cute. And I was like, oh, man, dude, I got to holler at this chick, right? But my roommate who was staying in the place and who needed to rent the room was like, dude, he knew what I was up to. He's like, do not try and hook up with this chick, bro. I was like, don't worry, I won't. And then that night we went out. She came back to the place and we hooked up there.
You got a nice parting gift.
And I got a parting gift and she didn't take the room.
Oh.
Yeah, and he really thought she was
good. Maybe she knew what she was doing. Well, let's talk about Loot Crate because it's a new month for Loot Crate.
Yeah, Loot Crate's awesome. Look, I get Loot Crate. We got it as a gift from Loot Crate, and now I'm also getting my own subscription to Loot Crate.
Dude, and I've noticed a lot of our fans have signed up and are really enjoying it. And so we love if you tweet us or you send us some pictures of you with your Loot Crate and things like that and tell us what you think. But it really is a lot of fun. I've genuinely went from a skeptic into someone who looks forward to getting the new Loot Crate each month.
Yeah, it's really great. If you're not familiar, it's a box that comes to you each month that's filled with like nostalgia, collectibles that have to do with like pop culture, movies from when you were young and things like now, like Guardians of the Galaxy or right. Star Wars.
Speaking of which, this month, the month of September, the new theme is robotic.
Ooh.
I got mine this month. It had some great robotic themed stuff that was around Star Wars, Star Trek, Aliens, and Blade Runner.
You know what? I didn't even open my latest one. I gave it to my friend who has a six-year-old son.
Oh.
Because that's the thing. It's like it can be for somebody our age or it can be for a kid. It's a great thing to have if you just think someone might be stopping by your house or if you have a kid who's in school and, you know, once a month you just want to have something nice to reward them with just randomly.
And there's so many different incarnations you can get, like loot pets, or you can get bigger versions of the boxes, or you can get, you know, like loot wear, which is different threads that you can get. And you have to do it by the 19th. 19th at 9 p.m. Specific is the cutoff for that month. And you can specifically, we have our deal, which is if you go to lootcrate.com/allegedly, A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y.
And enter our code Theo, T-H-E-O, you save 10% on any new subscription
10%.
Today.
Yeah, this is literally the best surprise that you know is coming each month.
Yep. So get one, get it for you, get it for somebody else. Just have it coming in. It's a great gift. I promise you, you'll love every moment of it. It's a great surprise.
Lootcrate.com/allegedly. Use code Theo for 10% off.
And now back to the show.
Is this a thing or is this a legit like love for hummingbirds?
Oh, it's beyond obsession at this point. It was I was loving them until they started landing on my hand, and now it's obsession. Because when you have a little hummingbird just squeezing on your finger and just chirping at you, it's like, oh, this is life. This
Are you
is-
like the hummingbird whisperer?
Until they're landing on me without nectar, I won't take that title.
Okay.
But when, like a year from now, my goal is to just walk outside, Ace Ventura, put my hands out, and hummingbirds land in my hands. Then I'll get the
props.
Do
you feel you have a connection with them?
100%, because the backstory is...
Yeah. Yeah, what's the backstory? I want to know the backstory on you and the birds.
So the backstory is about 6 months ago, I saw, and I, you know, I always thought hummingbirds are cool, whatever, you know, they're cool little birds.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful little animals. And they almost seem like they just floating.
Yeah, so that was as far as my love for them. But I walk out the door and there's one just like staring at me at my parents' beach house that I was living at. And I was like, what are you doing, hummingbird? Like, not. And then I realized, it was guarding a nest. So then I'm like, move out of the way, hummingbird. And there was these two little size of a Tic Tac, they're actual Tic Tac eggs. So then I watched the eggs hatch. The two little hummingbirds, little babies. It's so much fun. I'm looking at them every day, watching them grow up. And then I put a little nest camera on them, no pun intended. And and all of a sudden, my word mother hummingbird baby go. And then I rewind on my nest, and a rat ate one of my babies. So I grab the other baby out, call the animal wildlife rescue people. They come take it because once a predator knows about the nest. So then like a month when they're like, do you want us to re-release? I had named him Alan back into into your yard yeah. now that he can fly. I said, please. And they're like, just so you know, they just fly away. It's not, he's not going to stay.
Right.
They were wrong. Alan stayed and hung out with me every day for weeks, just sitting right there, like talking to me. I'd talk to him, and I've been around a lot of hummingbirds now. Getting a hummingbird to like chill with you is next to impossible.
Wow.
So then I eventually got kicked out of my parents' beach house, had to move back to LA.
Oh.
And I only had like three hummingbirds in my backyard. And so I figured out they need fresh nectar every day. They don't like old nectar. So I keep the nectar fresh, hottest nectar on the block. And so now I'm at like, I have 100 hummingbirds, like for real.
Do you
really? I'm like at sanctuary level.
Now, when you get home today, will you see them?
Immediately go fill all the feeders because they'll be empty.
Are you hiring right now? Do you want to know where to post your job to find the best candidates for that job?
Where should I go?
Well, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just one click. Instead of going from one to the next, ZipRecruiter handles it all. Their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else.
That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day.
That's amazing. So you say you need somebody to fill a position or a few positions. You put it out there. ZipRecruiter does all the dirty work, and then they send you back candidates within one day.
And then you simply screen, rate, and manage your candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard.
Yep. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free.
That's right. Free.
Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly. One more time.
ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly. Try it. It's free. You'll love it.
Back to the show. So when you have this baby, are you going to sell the photos?
Lauren Conrad just blew it for us, having the worst selling People magazine cover in the history
was
of the
really?
Publication.
Was it really? It was the worst. Wow.
Yes.
But is she boring, though?
But I mean, she just killed our numbers.
So
though.
Really?
Yeah,
because so that
all of our negotiations, she's supposed to be the queen of the hill, you know, whatever. Yeah. So all of our money just went, you know, way down from where we were at because of her. So I would actually rather take no money to have that happen to her. So yeah. It's a win regardless. Yeah.
So you guys are in no communication, and especially you.
I wish we were, because we'd be doing
new show.
Jersey Shore reunion on E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These people are so stupid.
Yeah, why wouldn't she want to do that? I don't understand. Because
some
he has a
people
clothing
don't
line.
Want to share any shine. They'd rather just sit on their Instagram accounts.
Would you let your kid be friends with her kid?
I would let my kid do whatever he wants. He's gonna be a player.
Do you think your kid, if she had a girl, do you think your kid would have enough moves, your son, to bang her?
Her, it's a son, so if he wants to date Liam, that's up to him. But I personally am gonna be targeting Kristen Cavallari's 100 million plus daughter for my son. So sorry, Liam. Hopefully, we're
now,
gonna be.
Wait, have you really thought of this?
Yeah. That's what he meant. He's just thought of everything, dude. He's thought of where he's going to hide your body already.
For real, though. Yeah. Kristen, I'll be such a good
in-law.
In-law. Now, say your son comes to you at the second date, right? And he's at a date with Kristen's child. Your son's like second date, like, Dad, I don't know how it's going to go. Would you give him some negotiation skills to get him to the finish line, you think?
Oh, he would already been pre-prepped. There wouldn't have been that conversation. He would have got like, do you see the estate they have in Nashville, son? Do you see how many acres of trees they have? That's not a park, son. Don't fuck this up.
The kid's like four.
Yeah. You gotta start young.
What kind of a dad are you going to be?
Intense. My dad was so chill that he did not prepare me to how hard you can fuck up. You know,
really?
Like, you can't just do whatever you want like I did. You know, like, obviously I've had so much fun and everything, but depending on what you want to do with your life, certain moves professionally can sabotage your future. Like, my dad thought, oh, do whatever you want on a reality show. It's all fun and games. Like, no, Dad. People take reality TV and anything you do in the media very serious. You know, like, it was just new for the old school parents. You know, my dad's a dentist. He's out of touch. You know, so
right.
I'm going to be like, look, kid, you do this, you're fucked. You know, like, there's no going back. Like, oh, oops. So,
what about financially? Like, did you, because I know you've had some ups and downs
spoiled,
with money.
I was spoiled. So,
yeah.
So
did you know how to handle money, or do you think you were?
Well, I knew I'd be fine. So that's why I spent all my
money. That's why you spent all the money.
That's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you, Dad. Well, you know, he didn't ever said, like, he never said to me, save all your millions because you won't be able to crash at the beach house. I always thought, but then I got kicked out.
Yeah, what's behind that?
I got 7 years out of it.
What? So. Why now get kicked out?
Well, no, I think they want me closer with the baby to, like, hang out with my parents. You know, Santa Barbara's 2 hours away.
Oh, I see,
so
I see.
It's not a total.
Okay, so
I'm sure I could have stayed.
Yeah. Right. So it's still there. You're still welcome there.
Alan's there. I can
You're welcome
visit.
There.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Alan's there. Alan's just waiting. Waiting
no,
at the door
is.
For
he
you.
Right when I roll up.
That's
it's
amazing.
Crazy.
Dude, you know what's funny is I've never heard anything like that, man. And I grew up in a hamster and a guinea pig breeding area, right? So I'm familiar with the...
What does that mean?
It means spirit animals.
A guinea pig? Yeah, I've never heard of a guinea pig breeding area.
What do you... How do you think they just make their way to the hands of children magically?
Their hands to children.
You know, I
thousands
don't know.
Of children have, hundreds of thousands of children have hamsters. You think... What? Just there's like a hamster fairy?
I
they're
just,
bred, brother.
Okay, all right, fair. I thought they just did that in the wild, and then they captured him or something.
No,
I
wild?
Don't know.
When have you been in the woods?
I didn't even know hamsters had a wild.
Yeah,
I was like,
when have you been down by the river and seen like
hamsters
nine hamsters getting water? Huh?
You know what? I'm using my yellow card. Shut up. You're out for 30 seconds, dude. Yellow card activated. So I want to ask. This was actually a question that one of our social media fans asked.
Awesome.
Have you met Caitlin?
No, only Bruce.
Only Bruce. And
I wouldn't want to meet Caitlin.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You're not a fan of...
I'm team Kris Jenner.
Good. Mm. So, and when you didn't, when you knew Bruce...
I didn't like Bruce.
You didn't like
I
Bruce.
I was team Brody.
But did you have...
Bruce is like the worst person ever.
Really?
Like he wouldn't even call Brody on his birthdays.
Really?
Yeah. And he lived in the Valley. It's not like, oh, I'm in the Czech Republic and we don't have phones here today. You know, like...
And so do you think he's even worse now? I mean, she's
even worse now.
Yeah,
so he was always bad, you know, as like a human from what I saw being Brody's best friend. And
wow, really?
Yeah.
So did you know, I mean,
I had heard that he had... gotten hormone injections and the
before the rest of the world,
yeah, all that. But to me, I was like, whatever, you know, maybe that's Tuesday. I don't know. I never like I've
I
heard so much
that.
Crazy
yeah, yeah, yeah.
stuff that it's like that wouldn't even hit my radar.
All right, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be back. When you first heard that, did you think that it was just like a weightlifting type of thing? Like, was that kind of the vibe you kind of got?
I think I was so back in the day, and then I love titties so much. I thought like, oh, maybe he just wanted titties to like rub
titties
on.
At home.
Yeah, like his own titties.
Titties at home.
Like, no, I don't know.
But so he was really that. Well, I mean, to you as a friend, I mean, you would notice that if you're a friend that he was that kind of distant or odd of a father that he didn't. Their communication with his son
he was
a pretty
ghost.
Weird.
Really,
it
wasn't like a
that's
distant,
sad.
Like they had
that
no
is sad.
Relation. It was poor Brody. Like
yeah.
real talk.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you have a relationship with Brody now?
Yeah.
What's that like? What's the status of the relationship these days?
Well, I lived in Malibu, it would be a great relationship, but Brody doesn't really leave Malibu unless
right.
he's DJing on the weekends. So
right.
if I were to drive to Malibu, I'm sure we could hang out all the time, but I have hummingbirds to feed.
Damn straight.
And sorry, Brody.
Now, is that enough? Like, do you know, did you get into DJing or no?
Which is funny is before DJing was cool in high school, I had turntables, but all I did was mix Pink Floyd and Bob Marley together and thought I was the most creative musician ever. But
yeah.
no, I didn't translate that into a 15,000 gig, you know, whatever.
Career,
weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, I don't like that type of music enough to like if I was going to DJ, it would be at like a trap club and we, you know, have trap music.
Right.
And that doesn't pay oons money.
Yeah.
So...
Theo, you know why I sleep so well?
Yeah, I know why.
Well, you know, that's... No, I'm alone. I don't sleep well.
Oh.
But I sleep comfortably because I am on my Casper mattress.
Oh, yeah. You look really relaxed.
It's genuinely... No joke. I have spent years trying to find the right mattress. Mm-hmm. And when Casper started sponsoring us, I got one. And I immediately threw out my last one. I haven't had a good mattress, I think, since I was like a kid living back at home. And it completely changes your life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know it does. And I still have my Casper mattress. Mine, however, is still in a box. Because... I'm trying to find a good frame for it.
You know what's so good about it is they've spent hours developing whatever this technology is that's combined supportive memory foams for a sleep surface that gives you the right sink, the right bounce, and its breathable design sleeps cool to help you regulate your temperature through the night.
Yep, and buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free.
Why?
Risk-free, guys. It offers free delivery and free returns within a 100-night home trial. So you can get it. You can sleep for 98 nights, decide you don't like it, mail it back. They'll pick it up and refund you everything.
Wow. And it's at a shockingly fair price for what it is, for how good it is.
Oh, I think it's great, man. They come in all different sizes. The Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price, like Matt said.
And they have over 20,000 reviews and an average 4.8 stars. It's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress.
Oh, get that Casper.
So how can people get this good deal and what we're offering them?
Well, you can go to casper.com/Theo and use code Theo when you check out to get $50 off any mattress order.
Wow. Yeah, that's exclusively for our listeners.
Yep.
And casper.com/Theo, but use the code Theo and you'll get $50 off of the order.
Yep. That's it. Two steps. casper.com/Theo and use the code Theo, $50 off. Try the mattress, see if you like it. Don't go to some store. Just have the store come to you.
Don't support stores.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, it's just gas money. It's ways you're wandering around. You're laying down in a big building with next to some man you don't know. He's got a clipboard. I'm out.
And honestly, guys, I really do love my mattress.
Yep,
I genuinely do. It hasn't seen much action other than myself, but...
Well, we don't want to hear about the action, Matt. You guys, use our code, grab the mattress, Casper.
Back to the show. So, here's something that came up that someone asked. It's like, are you on like a comeback sort of thing? Like, I feel like you do. You were kind of away from the public eye for a little bit, and now you're a little more...
The only difference now is... I lived in Santa Barbara for 7 years, so I said no to every single thing, every podcast, every interview, because I was like, why? I'm not going to drive somewhere. I'm not. So now living in LA, I say yes to pretty much everything because
right.
I have nothing to do but feed hummingbirds. So it looks like, so
And thanks for making us feel special.
I do, actually.
Hey, I did leave them and drive 1 hour to
get
here.
So. Thank you.
The only thing gayer than spending time with Matt really would be hanging out with just one hummingbird. Yeah.
Stop it. So. By the way, I feel comfortable admitting that I had a crush on Spencer.
Well, thank you. It's gone now. It was past tense. When you were relevant.
No. I didn't even watch the show. I just remember when I worked at TMZ.
Spencer's a handsome guy.
When I worked at TMZ and stuff.
Such an amazing
Spencer,
moment.
Handsome guy.
He is
a
very handsome
guy. I'm going to leave here with a bigger ego.
Is that possible, Spencer?
So, and I'm a heterosexual, you know?
Oh, you got Theo, too.
I prefer the depths of women.
Depths.
You know?
Depths.
But yeah, he's a pretty handsome guy.
Okay, so like,
he seemed like a man. You would see at the beach.
It's not a comeback in any sense. It's
right.
Just I'm putting myself out there way more. And now I do Instagram and Snap,
right.
Which feel, you know, there's more of
a presence.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas before, there was, unless you're on a show, no one's seeing you anywhere. But now people see me every day.
So do you have your sights on something? Like what's...
Yeah, what's something? Like, what is a... Do you see
my own show. Yeah. So the paperwork signed.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like a show just following you?
We'll see if it ever goes on to an actual... One thing I've learned about networks is they will pay you and maybe the show...
And then it'll never happen.
Yeah, because I got...
We're both familiar with that.
I've now been paid for two of my own shows for whole seasons that never went... You know, like...
Really?
You know, in the while ago.
Of course.
But I had my own MTV show paid for, $500,000.
Do you feel a sense of achievement with that? Because even though the shows didn't go.
Exactly, yeah. It's
but
hard
then you still, you were able to build up enough of a, like this, you know, this Bermuda Triangle of whatever Spencer Pratt is to have it still, you know, sustain you.
It's multiple
incredible.
Times.
Yeah,
100%. No, even I get excited when I talk to an executive at this point. You know, it's like, because I know... Everyone's trying to talk to these people. It's not like I get now after all these years how hard the game is. So right. any step forward is so, you know, just having paperwork signed to me. Oh, I won. If it never airs, boom. That was 2017. Was a big year. Signed paperwork. You know, that's the level.
Was there something in your life that brought it, kind of a specific kind of moment or a couple of moments that brought it back, that recreated your perspective?
Being in Santa Barbara for those 7 years and just being able to just think through everything a lot and, you know, really going through like, how could I have done this? I would have always ended up back to where I am, you know, the way I've done my mental math. There's nothing I could have done differently unless MTV and Viacom was behind Spidey the way Comcast is behind Kardashians. So that's the only difference, how they kept winning and we lost, is because they had a conglomerate that's like, we're behind them, even if they're not rating. Like, they canceled The Hills with 3 million viewers. Like, Kardashians has gone down to, like, at times a million viewers and is staying on it. Like, they push them no matter what. So in my math, if we'd had a network, like, we're behind Spidey, we're doing their baby show, we're going to bring Brody in, we're bringing Audrey, you know, 2.0 Hills, we'd still be in the game hardcore. So there's nothing I could have done like, oh, did you get too crazy or did you do that interview wrong? Or it's like, none of that really matters on the like low. You need the juice from the powers that be.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be a solo operator out here.
Theoretically, if this show goes or whatnot, would it be a show just centered around you?
No, and Heidi.
And Heidi.
Yeah, yeah.
So like and a docu sort of, following the. What's the biggest misconception about you, you think?
I don't know. People know I'm a fame whore. You know, it's like, that's the only thing.
Okay,
you know,
fair enough.
I don't think there's.
Do you ever censor yourself?
Well, that's a good question.
I do, in the sense that I'm not trying to ever be offensive but that's not who I am. But that's the only.
Right.
You know, I don't even joke, like, because I never want to be in a Billy Bush situation where I'm even with somebody who's joking and I don't say, you know, so that's the type of person I'm self-aware of, like, oh, I'm not going to fucking sabotage my life. I've done that enough.
Have you ever been approached by Scientology?
Ooh.
No, but when I was penthouse loft connecting. So I had a penthouse loft when I was a freshman at USC, and the connecting penthouse loft was Ryan Gosling, and we used to kick it all the time. He may deny it, but I have many witnesses. and I'll take a polygraph. And he told me a story about Scientology that has stuck with me for years. And let's just say it involved people not surviving.
What?
Heavy shit. And I was like, oh, wow, this is not something to like joke about.
Yeah, no, it is not. Yeah, for like, sure. But I could see someone like you. I feel like they prey on people. Oh, you know?
I never had the clean enough juice, I think. If I had been like a Brody or a Lauren, I think they would have come after me. Huh. And I would have been like, let's get on the jet, John Travolta. Woo!
If you were involved in it, would you tell us the truth?
Oh, I'd be out here repping. I'd be like, me and TC just had a freaking seance or whatever.
Do you think...
Tom Cruise, do you think some of the Scientologists.
Do you think he gets pretty homosexual sometimes when you're dealing with like a lot of these Scientologists, you know?
I think it's way past like actual physical stuff. I think we're in like...
They're brain fucking.
I think it's like...
Would you get in a relationship with John Travolta for the ultimate fame?
Not physical, but I would definitely like if he wants
take
to call
him out on a date.
He wants to call me his like secret boyfriend, and I'll ride with.
But now,
that.
Would you hold his butt like, while he made love to another man?
Like, as much as I love fame and money, I'm not gonna like hook up with like John Travolta for money. Or
do
fame.
You think there was a time where if you would have walked into a fancy man's office who had a great opportunity that you would have done something sexual?
Huh. No, because I feel like every fancy man's office I ever went into, could have
that happened.
Been, you know, I mean, like it's Hollywood. Would if you want to play that card.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But
look at Keanu Reeves. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Was it ever like
he really was like in
look
that
at everybody
pool house.
I ever guessed.
Look at Al Roker.
Nobody was
his name is the weatherman.
Sorry, I've just heard rumors.
No, you have not.
I have.
You've heard rumors about Al Roker.
Yep. You think he got into weather just
the weather casting couch?
The weather casting couch, dude.
I don't think that exists.
I've actually heard that rumor.
I'm not joking, man.
You don't just get to be the weather guy.
But who's going to want to sleep with Al Roker? Well, why would you?
Rain on my face.
He used to be really, he weighed more back then.
Yeah, I know. So it was like a chubby chaser who was going after him.
You have some insane fans. Like, we've had some great guests on here, but rarely, you know, sometimes I mention people are, you know, interested. Oh, that's cool. But you have some, I mean, fanatic, like Spencer Pratt fanatics, I feel like. Do you feel this, man?
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever been like someone offer you sexual money to fly out somewhere and do sex?
Sexual money to fly out somewhere to do sex. If I had my yellow card, I'd throw it out again, but okay.
No. You don't have a yellow card anymore.
Keep that. I wish I was at that level. No, no, no.
Are you asking if anybody ever offered for him to prostitute himself?
Yeah, I mean, I know some women that would make love to you probably for, you know, I mean,
I got a homie that every time after he bangs this chick, he gets in his car and his glove box has all these 20s in it. And I'm like, you're living the dream, bro. No, I never got to that level. Just even having people like me is a new thing. Like,
interesting. Right. Yeah. How does that feel?
It's strange.
Yeah.
That's strange.
What did people...
Does it genuinely... Like, does it genuinely affect you?
I think people just now get the game, and now everyone's filming themselves, and everyone is talking about themselves, and it's like, I was just doing it ahead of everyone else without an iPhone.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's what shifted is culture. So it's like, before... You know, trying to put yourself everywhere was like, now you put yourself on your Facebook, your Instagram, your Snapchat, your Twitter, you know, I was just doing it without platforms.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I remember like when I was young, I used to do some scrapbooking, you know, some light and at times.
I would put them on my wall.
Yeah, I used to do light and heavy scrapbooking. Yeah. And people would make fun of me and call me names. But then now everybody, all Instagram is a scrapbooking. Oh, so I'm like, everybody's
like trendy,
a scrapbooker.
At Pinterest. Yeah,
that's very true.
So I was just in it early. You know, people always, there's something weird about getting into things early. Sometimes it can be a blessing and sometimes it can be a curse.
Yeah, like crystals. I was in fucking crystals before anyone. And today, New York Times drops this whole piece about crystals booming, and they didn't even hit me for a comment. I'm like, whoa, trademarked crystals already, people. Like, so that pissed me off.
Can you understand why people would feel like it's not legit, though?
Oh, I never said they're legit. They just
I'm saying your passion for hummingbirds or crystals, that people would think it's just like another thing that you're...
I would pick way more radical things to
fair
like,
enough
to
yeah like Islam
yeah, yeah like, yes I would go way more hardcore if it was like you know, I would get into alligators and I'd be like feeding alligators live fucking things,
dude,
and shit.
I would love to see, I mean, and I had this idea a while back, man, is that I tried to find, my stepdad used to like hummingbirds, you know, he might even be mentally handicapped, but he used to like hummingbirds, right? And I wanted to get him a helmet that had like a thing going off of it where you could hang the nectar thing from, so you could be right there and get a look at it.
Been there, done that.
Really?
Yeah, I got that on my IG page right now.
Wow.
Well, my hummingbird hat that my mom made me, where I think I'm at like I'm at like 8 million views.
Yeah, that's
on that.
Crazy. Yeah. It's a great video, man. You know what? Good on you, dude.
I'm gonna use my 30 seconds. I'm gonna give it to you for, if you don't mind, for a second. I just want to ask Matt, how do you feel having Spencer here?
I'm a little giddy.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking back to like the crush I had, like
Jesus,
back
Christ,
in, like when I was working at TMZ and stuff.
That is me now. Wow, Matt just got hit with his.
I just got hit with mine.
Spencer just gave Matt his. Well, so Theo, five more seconds. Quiet. I got 5 more seconds apiece. Anthony, how are you doing, man?
Good, man. Was there any idea that Matt was into you during the TMZ days?
Oh, there you go. You're back on, Spencer. Matt.
No, Spencer was so consumed in narcissism that what other people's feelings and ideas didn't really cross his brain. Oh, wait, I was muted.
No, you're good. You're off mute. And Matt's back in now. But that's a good question, Anthony.
Yeah, I used to have to call him King Spencer. Remember when you were King?
I had KingSpencer.com, too.
Really? Yeah, man.
Well, I only got KingSpencer.com because my fucking web guy blew it and didn't renew SpencerPratt.com. Mm. So then they wanted like $2,000 for something. I was like, fuck that. I'm going to go KingSpencer.com whatever.
So someone else owns SpencerPratt.com?
Yeah, and they still hit me up like, you want to buy? I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with a website? Like, are you going to make the landing page and update it with content for me, pal? Because no, I don't want SpencerPratt.com for $1,100. I can think of 1,100 other things I'd rather buy.
But. So I got a lot of questions from the fans, too, about Heidi. And, you know, you guys seem made for each other. Was it?
That's true.
Looking back, so Allison Brie asked, "Do you have any regrets or about the way you treated Heidi in the beginning, or based on or anything different now?"
No, because Heidi knew exactly like my mindset. You know, yeah, it looked like she got emotional in the hills because once you're drinking and everything all of a sudden feels real. But she was around me to know like the production brain of like scenes and making a show. So she was always in on it. Then things would happen and she would be just a 20-year-old girl and like feel it, where I was just a ruthless on-camera producer. So no, because she was always very aware of my hustle to like... the plan,
right?
Operation Upstage was what I called it with the producers.
Love it.
So, yeah. So no, I don't. If anything, I would have gotten married faster because I was like, I kind of knew this is probably going to be who I was going to be with forever. So we should have just got married right away, like Khloe Kardashian and Lamar. Just like,
yeah. Well, that didn't end up all your own.
But
do you, has it been difficult, like ups and downs in a relationship, or
yeah, it's definitely been challenging not being rich and famous. But other than that, and if you want,
but you are famous though.
Yeah, you are famous.
I'm
richer than most people.
Exactly. But where my brain, my ego saw the trajectory or whatever, right, we'll say. In England, I am like scary famous.
Really?
Like, if I could deal with living in England, I would just move to England and just my ego would be set for life.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Like garbage men honking their horns. It's my time. Like, ah! Like, so wild. So
that's amazing.
I want to go back to, are you saying the only difficulties that you've really kind of encountered have been because of the fame, not being the fame?
Yeah, because we had the same, we felt it all. We were taking private jets. We were living, you know, so losing that together it's just hard. It's just hard.
But have you guys been there for each other, or was there, because a lot of women, you know, like
a lot of relationships don't survive that sort of stuff.
I think we were just so tight together and everything happened to us. You know, it's not like her career folded and mine was, like Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, you know, like
we were
spidey. So we went through it all together. So
it's really fascinating, man. Cause and a lot of couples don't even stay together
completely. I mean, let alone, as long as you guys have and with the trajectory that you guys have had.
Yeah. And that thing that nobody probably thought you would either.
Yeah.
Hardest thing we had to deal with is having so many people hate you and family members hate you. And just like that was the most pressure on a relationship, because it's like, we're having a fucking great time. Why are these people all weird?
Did it get to you? Like, did it ever get to you, like, emotionally?
Yeah,
like,
with
really?
Family, definitely. Because Heidi loves her mom, and, like, not talking to her mom was obviously affected her, so.
Yeah. Did you have anything to do with that? Were you, like, did you kind of, because sometimes, like, I can get with my ex-girlfriend's mom, I would be, like, you know, telling her how to act towards her mom and stuff like that, shit that I regret now, later on, you know?
I just, you know, I'm sure I could have, you know, kissed their ass and been like, oh, you're right, you know, and not been me.
Right.
And maybe things would have been better. But no, it's like, if anything, I probably would have gone harder now. So I hope Heidi's not listening. I would have been like, listen, lady, you know, like,
listen, Linda,
you're fucking up, lady.
You know? Wow, man. That's interesting. What I also like about you is like, you don't hold back when it comes to even celebrities or whatever, like Jennifer Lawrence thing, you know, like.
Bitch.
Yeah. I've always thought that she was
she targeted me. She targeted me. Cause here's how we know. Backstory, she said somebody tagged me because I knew she was talking about when she said, for people who do not know but that stupid idiot, she just did a cover of Vogue, and in it she had talking in this story about all these crystals in her house, and she said they had to get out of her house because she didn't want to be a crazy crystal person. That was me she was talking about. Here's how I know. Because she said that her favorite reality show was The Hills.
Wow.
So she saw a crazy crystal person, allegedly. And that's me she's referring to. So we're done.
Yeah, I can see it, man.
Wait, but, so did you ever knew her?
I mean, we know of each other.
Exactly. Well, you know why we're on it? And I know you do comment on a lot of current events stuff.
Yeah,
I want to run through a couple. I want to get Spencer's opinion on a couple current events.
I love Spencer's opinion, dude.
Such as
IMO.
And Spencer has also given no points out so far, but I like that.
But it's about Spencer.
I love
it. I don't even want to write on that paper. Like, that already, like, you're stressing me out.
No, it's good. We haven't had anybody do it yet that far. It's
number one, Justin Bieber.
It makes me feel like I'm in class.
Justin Bieber now is very.
I am so confused with Bieber because God bless Jesus. I love baby Jesus. But where does baby Jesus come into play on canceling a tour? Like, get your tour, get your money while people are lining up and sell your merch. Bring Jesus and the whole church on tour with you because you have that money. Bring the Jesus bus and maybe even start your performance with a prayer. Let's bring Jesus to that huge stadium. Let's bless everyone. Make it maybe a little churchy before you go into your smash hits.
Okay.
But this has really been confusing me. And I am a huge Justin Bieber fan and I'm a huge Jesus fan, but I'm just like, something's going on here. There's something weird with these two pastors.
Completely.
And they are suspicious. And then that one interview with the two of the two pastors and Justin, and he's acting all weird. And he's like,
he is very robotic and like a different person.
And he's
person
like on the guy. And it's like, I don't know.
It's almost like Scientology.
No,
it really
is. Scarier than Scientology. Right. It was scarier. I was like, are they dosing homie? Because it was super. I don't know Justin Bieber. Right. I don't know what he's really like, but from all I've watched enough Justin Bieber to where I'm noticing like something's up, and maybe he's just so deep with the Holy Ghost. I don't know, but I don't like it.
Do you think that the preachers that those men were trying to be sensual with him, you think?
They almost look like, don't do what you're doing in front of the, I don't know. I don't want to read into it. I don't know. But it was such a weird vibe, whether it's cinch. I don't know. I don't.
Do you feel that way, Matt? That they could have been some type of pedophiles?
They don't look old enough to
young pedophiles, though.
There's something culty about the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to know
how much he donates to the church.
Yeah. That's why I say it's like Scientology.
And in what facet?
And I see the videos. He has changed. He really has.
No,
the way he was
talking to that pap, like, I pulled over.
Yeah.
Why did you yell at me like that? I'm like, JB, we don't want to hear you talk like this. I want you to be like, I'll piss on you, pap. You know,
exactly.
Where's my JB?
Calling him pissing on Clinton again.
Yeah. On Clinton.
He pissed on a picture of Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah, that's
that.
Right.
I thought it was
Do you have any kind of relationship with any of the Kardashians?
No, I wish.
Was there ever one that you felt like you had a chance with whenever you met her that it kind of gave you that vibe?
No, not even.
Would you have been interested?
If any Kardashian, it would be Kim just because of her like swag. But yeah. When I met her, she was so... how do I word this politically correct? So music videoed out at the time that like that was not my style, but she definitely had like gangster music video swag that was like, okay, how's your Brody stepsister?
Yeah.
You know, like it was almost like Brody, we'd be like, oh, can't, like it was just
right. She was
over the top even when I was, you know, but the rest of the family would never even look twice.
Yeah, she was wearing scissor up on her face.
she was on another level. Like,
what do you think of them now? I mean,
I'm so happy for all of their success. Yes.
Do you envy it?
Well, I just know how hard it is to be a hated 100 millionaire. Well, not the 100 millionaire part, but to be hated. Because if you read any comments on any post about them, you would think they were Donald Trump. You know, the amount of hate they get, and yet they get to cash all the checks. So I know how hard it is to get
It's a different perspective.
They'll get those checks with that type of... Because most brands and people, when they read comments and they see that, they get discouraged.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we shouldn't have them on our page with them. More and more and more.
Yeah, because it's when you really realize it's just about as long as people look in that direction and then see the product. They don't even care that it's a human that brings them to look that way.
Right.
So... Yeah, I'm happy for that. I know once this show gets canceled, they're going to all get ghosted, though.
You think so?
100%.
Do you think they all die together somehow? I've had
you
dreams.
You mean the finale of the show?
No, like in a plane or something. I've had dreams of people attacking them or something.
They usually take two jets, so it would have to be the two jets would probably have to crash into each other.
And they put at least one womb into each one so that there's no way the family can end.
Now they have the surrogate, so unless
that's true.
The surrogate is always going to probably be kept separate and keep the bloodline safe.
like the Da Vinci Code. Yeah.
Do you think that Bruce will have a baby?
Caitlin.
Do you think Caitlin will have a baby as a woman?
I don't think it's possible.
No, he still has his wiener. Do you think he would use his
wiener? Allegedly, that wiener is gone.
Did they? It completely gone or it's...
Yeah, that's allegedly, allegedly.
The wiener's out.
Allegedly.
Wow. Well, look, I mean, I, you know.
I mean, that's... I'm pretty sure that's like public knowledge.
I think it is. Yeah.
I don't think it is.
I think it's that he's fully transitioned.
Yeah. Mm. I think he pretty much said it on ABC.
Somebody said
he was scratching his nuts. They saw him scratching his nuts off of Wilshire the other day.
There's a lot of Caitlyn Jenner lookalikes off of Wilshire.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
That's true. Taylor Swift.
Absolutely love Taylor Swift.
Really?
Like,
you think she plays the game like you do?
I think she's beyond. Her dad's a freaking damn stockbroker, genius millionaire. Like,
you think it's all calculated?
Her dad bought a country label. They're from the East Coast millionaire bankers, and they made her become some middle America country singer that transitioned into a pop.
I get it, but still to this day, you think like the Katy Perry feud?
Katy Perry.
Really?
I hate her.
Why?
She's the worst.
Wow.
Why?
Because at least like Taylor was aware of like who Taylor is, at least.
Yeah, but Taylor pretends not to be part of it. I think it's all calculated.
I think Katy Perry's horrible.
Have you met Katy Perry?
No.
No. You have no desire to meet Katy Perry.
I would walk the other way.
Really?
What about John Mayer?
I love John Mayer.
Yeah, I like John Mayer.
Yeah.
What about Aaron Carter? What do you think about him?
I think it's weird timing that he decided to become bisexual, like right after he was like arrested. Like he definitely swooped, like he changed the narrative really quick. And then all of a sudden he was then talking in the airport about like getting blowjobs by females.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
But I guess if you're bisexual, you get both. I don't know. I'm happy we're talking about Aaron Carter.
Good
for Aaron Carter.
What's interesting to me is
I always liked him more than Nick Carter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting when we've talked to him, everything sounds calculated now. If I look at it like from when I look at everybody, you're right. That was calculated. Obviously.
Oh,
Taylor
100%.
Swift, it's all calculated. The Kardashians, it's all calculated. You just wear it on your sleeve.
Oh, well, these people have teams. I never even had a team. Like I've seen.
So it was all you.
I've
freelance.
Seen rooms of other people's teams at CAA and WME. I've seen the conference rooms where they're just plotting one person's like, you know, I'm like, I'm trying to even work my own brain by myself. And these people have 100 times smarter people than me teaming up with like paper and pens and stuff. I'm like, wow. Oh my God.
And was it, do you think at your pinnacle of like success so far, right? Because I think it seemed like you still have a ton of time. You're very young looking. You have, I
thank
think
you.
You're
looking. Thanks, Dad.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, I think you're going to have a lot of other successes in this business.
Thank
I really do, man. You have a magnetic personality.
Thank you.
Is acting a thing for you?
I mean, if somebody wants to cast me, yes, but it's not clearly.
But it could be.
Do you go on auditions?
No, but I
okay.
But you could.
You could. Did you at
no,
a point?
No, no,
never did like the acting audition thing.
The closest I ever got to acting, I was in Nobu right when Princess of Malibu was selling, and I was with David Foster and Brody, and this lady comes up and she says, blah, 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 blah. I think you'd be great for the lead in this role I'm casting. And the movie was called Aragon.
Yeah, with the dragon.
Yeah, whatever. And so I was supposed to go, and she was the head lady, and she's like, you're the look, da 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 da. And I never went to her thing. But the movie bombed, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if it had been Lord of the Rings, I'd be pissed, but nobody even knows what Aragon is.
I saw David Foster appear on a date one night.
That's the closest.
A what?
I saw David Foster on a date.
David Foster is killing the dating
game.
He's
apparently with Christie Brinkley,
no,
right?
It's no, it's long gone. Now he's got some new.
This was a mixed lady that he had, and they were on the front porch.
Okay, thanks for pointing that part out.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you. I mean, I could tell you it was a man. I could tell you it was a pet.
I all I know is Dave Foster is the man.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a man.
Well, go on.
No, I mean, he's just...
He's a man.
Straight player.
He's a straight up fucking
I can't
pimp.
Hate on Dave Foster.
That dude's had puss for ages,
he is
bro.
He's the real deal.
Yeah.
Someone, Alex, asked, who would you rather have as your roommate, Kim or Austin, from the last season of CBB?
Oh, definitely Austin. Austin's, when he's not blackout drunk, is a totally likable, nice dude.
Yeah.
You know, but when people get blackout drunk and they have real family problems, like, be careful around them.
Do you drink?
I used to, but now I get so many skin rashes and heat rashes and stuff that I try to keep my inflammation down. Like, I mean, I drank. When was the last time I drank? a few weeks ago, somewhere I had a drink, but no, I was drinking all the time. Yeah, but then I started getting rashes all over my body. I was like, fuck drinking.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Like, interesting.
Like what kind of rash? Like Amstel from like, what kind of like, was it from
no,
like?
No, just any alcohol.
Oh, it wasn't something specific.
Same with sugar. Like yeah. I try not to have sugar because of inflammation. Like,
I was going
to
say, you're in pretty good shape for someone who was on the couch for a long time.
Well, I was 250 pounds.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. I was eating. I have a photo of the scale. I was eating like 2 pies a night. Just like posted
damn up. Like John Travolta.
Yeah. So well, just
like me and my Carvel cakes.
Yeah, Matt used to order Carvel cakes and have them write "You're a nice guy, Matt" on them and eat them all by himself.
That's hey, I literally had 2 pies. So
damn, you should wow.
Fudge brownie and chocolate walnut.
How did you get out of that?
Well, now because of all the rashes, I was like, I went to all these doctors and they're like, you need to not eat gluten, not eat dairy, not eat sugar. So you pretty much are eating nothing. So my diet's so damn clean. Like the first time I had sugar was last night. I cracked and had my late birthday gluten-free cupcake and
at
2 a.m. It was unfucking
wow, dude. So did you realize you were that weight when you, cause I was heavy too.
I was fat
too.
As hell. I was like jiggling my belly all day long.
Okay. Yeah. And it didn't bother like.
No, it bothered me, but I was like, fuck it.
It was cool.
I have pie to eat.
Yeah.
And so do you think it was your health that kicked you back into gear?
That was more of like a depression eating because I was like, fuck, I live in Santa Barbara. I'm not famous in Hollywood type vibe. So I think I was like medicated.
Oh, that's my type of eating for sure.
Yeah.
So you did go through like a depression.
Well, if we're going to connect, I would connect getting to 250 pounds with must be some type of eating to be happy thing.
Yeah,
of
course.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Even though I went to SC for 10 years.
Wow. What'd you graduate in?
Political science.
Oh.
I'm waiting for Washington to call. I thought this would...
I mean, it's not that far off.
You could get the call.
I swear to God, I'm like waiting because I will get in that...
You could be the press secretary in a second.
I will be in that White House fast.
I have Omarosa's number.
I would swim to go get that job.
Wow.
I want...
The funny thing is it's not that unrealistic.
That's how crazy the game is. You know what's so crazy and makes me so upset? Is I was supposed to be on Celebrity Apprentice, but my ego was so big when they were cast, like I was casted and they're like, oh, you just need to have the final meeting that all the cast has with Mr. Trump. I said, fuck that. He knows who I am. He doesn't need to meet me. Write me the check. I'm not meeting with, so I didn't go meet with Donald Trump.
And they said no.
And they were like, well, you have, that's part of the thing. So I could have been Omarosa and been working in the White House.
Wow.
And
have you made any steps to pursue
that at all? No, if they come for me, I'll go. But
you wouldn't try to.
Because the logical thing is people are like, how would you ever work with him in the White House? I'd be like, no, I didn't reach out to them.
Right.
They came for me. And then it's like, okay, he needs money.
So it's more like a moral thing.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to be part of
horror that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I will if they call me and pay me. But
that's
I'm not
a line.
I said I don't take photos of murderers. There's certain things I try not to do.
What about
but like I would love to be like press secretary or communications director. Like I feel like his whole entire I could lie for homeboy all day long on a mic.
Yeah.
I would be so much better than that Spicer. They'd be like, how did he do that? And I'd be like, hey, listen, shut up.
Like, kind of like him,
no,
actually.
But like, Trump would love my vibe.
Trump would love
him. Yeah, wow.
Like, give him a raise.
You could totally spin Trump into a different...
No, he'd still be hated. It would just be...
But when,
I would take more of the hate. Like when the only person worse than Trump is this damn secretary.
I think Trump's going to make a comeback in people's hearts.
No,
man.
He can't. He's horrible.
He 100% is getting another 4 years.
Yeah.
He's horrid. You can't even say you like Trump. Like,
I'm not saying he's an egomaniac. I'm not saying that at all.
I've already saw this happen with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And look at her. It's the same thing.
What?
How much people hated Kim and Kim, so sick of it's that.
Oh, it's a different story that they're running the country.
Kim pretty much was running. Kim was running the country for a minute.
Yeah, Kim was out there dating black guys, not trashing them, you know? Because Trump is kind of racist.
I mean, I think
a lot of black guys
are
like him.
Yeah.
I do
too. You're not going to get me to like disagree with me.
I think it's the same thing.
You think Kim and Trump are
egomaniac manipulators.
They are Kim and Trump are. They could have ran on the same ticket.
Wow.
And I bet she would leave whoever she's with now for Trump
to be in the White House.
Yeah.
Kanye wouldn't even notice.
Wow.
He'd be working on shoes.
my last question. You were around during the Kim and Paris kind of like both.
I was
up.
Actually at one of the greatest moments of Kim and Paris, Paris Hilton's birthday party, when I don't know if it was Game or Paris. One of them was dating The Game, and The Game, he was right when he was the hottest rapper, and he had the Game chain, and it was like, oh my God, Paris was the biggest deal, and Kim was there, and I was there with Brody, and it was like, I'll never forget that moment in like the kitchen or living room of like seeing at the time the biggest stars. I mean, Kim wasn't.
Right.
But do you think Paris was?
Paris would still be on the top of the world now if it wasn't for Kim Kardashian? Like, be the Kim Kardashian?
No, I think if E had got behind Paris like they did behind Kim, and like all the Hiltons wanted to be on camera, it would be Paris. I think Kim just got fucking so lucky.
And what about little Lawrence?
I mean, she's a genius, don't get me wrong, but you need to get lucky to have...
You think her mom's behind a lot of it? You're a Kris Jenner fan.
No, I'm. I think there's a lot of people behind it. I think Ryan Seacrest is behind it. I think their age, Ari Mann, you know, there's so many.
Yeah, but Kris Jenner, they say she even had a hand in the sex tape. That's the rumor.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Well,
that's not a rumor. That's been confirmed.
Yeah, that's
pretty
factual.
Hirsch.
But that's gross.
No, there's women that want to be porn stars, and that's saying that they're gross. And if people want to have...
Your mother?
There's moms that support their daughter, you know?
But if your son came to you, and said, Dad, I need help making a sex tape, and he's dating like a young starlet or something, would you help him?
I will support my child however he wants to. I'll be like, look, you're going to be famous for a sex tape.
Would you rent them a room or something, like at a Hampton Inn or something?
Hopefully
or
he's
nice
already
or
balling
decent.
Enough from his social media influence that he can rent his own room.
I like Hampton Inn.
Are there you don't have sex tapes?
Hell no.
No. Do they exist?
Well, I went and like heard out the offers, and it's like, I'm not about to do a sex tape for back end, no pun intended. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's like the stakes aren't there. But if you had written me in 2007 a $10 million check, I'm sure I would have done it.
Would Heidi have done it?
Not sure about that.
Interesting.
Not sure about that.
What if someone came with $10 million to you now?
Yeah. Yeah. It's $10 million.
Yeah.
But now what if it's with a pregnant wife?
It's $10 million. Yeah. I mean, I'm not in this society. If you're saying no to $10 million for anything but like killing people, you're not, it's hard to make $10. Like, let me tell you.
What if you dress
your
up
confidence?
Like, what if you dress up like a deer and then kill people? Like, then what?
I'm not killing anyone.
Get off
okay.
it.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm trying to see if you
I'm
kill
just saying,
somebody.
Sir.
Do any, are there any sex tapes of your own that exist?
No, I'm
You've
not.
You've never liked them?
Back in the day, but they've all been destroyed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
was there a part where you had to hunt someone down for footage of something and you had to stop it from being released?
No. Zippy dead. no. I was so aware of always the game that I would never put myself into like that type of position.
All right. Well, wow. This was very insightful.
Really insightful.
Well worth the drive. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We might have a couple of questions from fans. Anthony, do you have anything that came in from some fans you wanted to ask?
All right. First question here. What would be your DJ name? You mentioned you had some turntables back in the day.
DJ Playa.
DJ Playa. Right.
I think you can do better.
Yeah, you can do better.
No, that's it.
But that would be the best part about it, that it's not that great.
Okay.
That's what it would be.
All right, DJ Playa.
Well, I mean, I would go back to my alias Playboy Spence.
Yeah.
If I was going to like have it branding to myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next one for the crazy crystal person. For the solar eclipse, what crystals would you have suggested or to use?
Oh, yeah. Did the solar eclipse do anything for you?
Everyone was asking me, like, are you charging your crystals? I'm like, if we're going to pretend here that my crystals are going to charge from the solar eclipse, I'm pretty sure this eclipse is powerful enough to go through my wood wall and charge my crystals. So I didn't bring them outside of a wood wall because I'm hoping that this was superpower enough that it went through the stucco or whatever. But I mean, whichever crystal you use the most, I would say.
And have you ever used a crystal as a sex toy or no?
Yeah. They actually sell them as sex toys now.
What?
Yeah, you have like polished crystal sex.
Is that painful? No, you mean like marbly sort of.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not jagged edged.
Polished.
And now, is there one where whenever you take it out of like a woman that you can tell, it can tell the gender of your baby? Is there like a mood crystal?
Oh,
that's a great question. I should look into that.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm you stumped me.
That'd be cool.
You stumped Spencer.
Spencer.
Wow, you just did it, man.
I don't know about the gender. I know other things that you see.
Anthony, one more. Let's hit him with.
All right, one more. Did you have to live in London? at any point?
I wish. That would mean I was getting paid. No, just in the Big Brother house was like 27 days or something.
What can't you deal with about the British? What's the tough thing?
Yeah, why won't you live there?
How much they hate Americans.
Really?
They hate us so
they
much.
They always have.
But they love you.
Yeah, but they still like mock you like I'm from like the deep south.
I see.
Like, oh, y'all's better. I'm like, I don't sound like that. Like,
you mean like Theo?
They think I sound like
fine.
That.
I have 2 degrees actually.
They think we all sound like Theo. Like, oh, you.
That's like what? Like a ghost? Oh, like someone who haunts a Ramada inn?
A little like goofy a little bit.
But other than that, the food is good. We have better food. They have no guacamole.
Wow.
In London.
They're living in sin, I think.
Do they have Taco Bells over there? I'm sure.
I didn't see one. Their big thing is Nando's.
Oh, yeah.
Nando's is like even the celebrities eat at Nando's. And they have like a Nando's black card. And you're not a real celebrity in England until you have a Nando's black card. And then I didn't know, like, the biggest rule is if you ask for a black Nando's card, you're blacklisted because no one asked. So I, like, hit up Nando's, and they, like, hit me back with, like, the, like, auto black.
You're done.
How dare you ask? And I was like, wow. I didn't really want your stupid chicken card anyways.
I've had Nando's.
Your chicken card.
I've had Nando's.
Okay.
All right.
So thank you for coming in, man.
Yeah, thank you so
very
much.
Very interesting, dude. And
sorry it took so long.
And revealing and being so honest and being you, so we can look forward to seeing a show, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm probably not.
Who knows? You know, probably not.
Somewhere. Yeah. As long as they keep paying.
I said paperwork. I never said show.
No, you didn't. Just one of these days.
As long as they keep paying him.
I will keep trying to put myself in front of every lens I can.
Respect that about you.
Do you think you could train hummingbirds and take some on the road? Do you know there's something?
Well, America's Got Talent.
Here's the problem with hummingbirds. There's a migrant federal law, $250,000 fine if you get like too like
simpatico.
Yeah, so you can't go too far with like turning them into pets.
Yeah.
Have you crossed that line yet?
No.
I got close with Alan, and then the rescue people warned me, and they're like, you should dial that down. Because Alan was like pretty much hanging out with me in the house. And
yeah. I saw, like, actually, real, I remember seeing them on a Game of Friends together. And I was like, on a Words with Friends game together.
It was Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, listen, so points were kind of not part of it, but we...
That's okay.
We wouldn't expect it any other way.
I would have had a tutor if I had known you were going to have paperwork here. So next time I'll hire my tutor.
Okay, fair enough. So we'll just call it a tie. Actually, you win because...
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, how are you not going to?
You got to win. It's Spencer.
You. This is a great... gimmick you guys have here. It's very
sometimes
impressive.
It works. Yeah. All right, everybody, and so they can follow you.
Don't follow me. I have enough followers.
Ah,
psych. Being humble. Follow me.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Theo. Thanks, Spencer, for coming in. And we'll talk to you next time.